Okay, we're finishing off Mishlei. Today is December 11th, and we just have about 15 minutes left to finish off from Pei to the end. Piha Pascha B'Chochma. Anyone see it?
Yes.
Okay. Piha Pascha B'Chochma. Now, do you see the metamorphosis this woman went through? She started off, right, with the workings of a poor woman, working her own hands at things. She's weaving and she's making threads. And right, a rich woman doesn't do that. She buys those things, right? Then her pe'ula is the pe'ula of a rich woman. What is she doing? She's surveying land, right? She's buying in bulk, right? She's got a big house, right? Then she's doing Masa Chesed. Then she runs a foundation. Right? Okay? And then in the middle of all that, of course, she's an Eishes Chayil. She's worrying about her husband and her children. No one's cold. Right? Very unusual. Shelag is a very rare word in the Tanakh. They don't see snow so often. They're not worried about rain. They're not even worried about snow in this household. And she saw to it that when you ever see save for a rainy day, imagine what you have to save for a snowy day. Okay. As much as snow cripples Israel now, it did just as much then, I'm sure. All right. So, no, she's stored up for everything they need. Okay. Now, start with Perek Pasuk Pei. The pasuk begins with pay. Okay, so I told you before last time, before we get to the conclusion, that it says pia pascha b'chochma v'soras chesed al shomna. Right. So she is wise, a balas chesed, and there's Torah in her speech. Right. What is the Gemara asks? What is Torah's Chesed vis-a-vis Torah's Emes? Because there's a pasuk in Sefer Malachi, the last Sefer of Tanakh chronologically, that says that the Kohen Tzedek, the real Kohen, the one who represents the truth of God's Torah to the people, has Torah's Emes. Right? He speaks only the Torah of Emes. So, I gotta tell you, based on the way some Gemaras understand when it says Shulchan HaTor implies that there is Shulchan HaTomeh. So is Torah's Emes implying that there's something called Torah's Sheker? Right? And the answer is, perhaps there are some people twisting the Torah to Sheker also. Right? I can give you many examples of this. Right? Hananya ben Azur,
what's the difference?
Right. There could be something like a Torah's Sheker. People who bend the dictates of Torah to their own Sheker, own Sheker needs. You see people in Tanakh doing this.
Isn't there a quote about that?
Yeah, eight sheker so fair, the sofrim who are writing falsehoods in Yirmiyahu.
You're saying there's a preference over someone that doesn't believe, as opposed to someone that perverts Torah?
Yeah, okay. It's even worse, okay. In other words, it exists. Right? So the Gemara at the end of the Sechas Sukkah says that Torah's Chesed is Torah Lishma. All right, I'm sort of left out with Chesed must mean more than that, and the word Chesed is very difficult to define. Right? Well, I gave a drush recently that it says made up of two words, Chos and So. That's from Shimshon Flourish. Chos and So. Chos means to empathize with something, and So means to make it your inner circle. So is a secret because it means your like Sod Siachs. B'sodom al yavon nafshi, Rashi, Yaakov says about Reuven, about Shimon and Levi, means I don't want to be part of their inner circle. So, what it means is that you empathize most with your inner circle, don't you? Because they're your your homeboys, your chevra, right? Your family members, you know, people inside your inner circle. But chesed means that you're able to burst out of that circle. And this is now really fits with the way chesed is used in Tanakh. First of all, chesed in Aramaic is the targum onkelos to the word cherpa. Amazingly, cherpa, which means a shame, like a cherif. It's chesed. How does that work? The Torah says if you marry your sister, that would be a terrible chesed. Really? How? A terrible chesed? That would be a chesed. Maybe that's why Aaron says to Sarah, do me this chesed, say you're my sister. And Olam chesed yiboneh. Rashi writes, because Cain must have married his sister. Who else was there to marry his mother? Right? So Olam chesed yiboneh. What is all this? What is the totality of all this?
There's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that Zachanot Yirah Chesed Nirach. How do you
emphasize that? So there, Chesed Nirach. Chesed always means doing something more than was expected. Chesed, Hashem says, Lo etor lo olam ki chesed ani. I really shouldn't take you back, but I will because I'm a chesed.
So Torah Mishmah could fit that.
Okay, yeah, could be. No, I just wanted to mean more. Toras Chesed means, okay, I mean, it subsumes this, let's see what else it could mean. Toras Chesed means that which breaks its the boundary of what's normal, what's expected. The Fnim Mishur Sadin is to be a Chesed. Right? So I think the tour in Siman Mem Vav by the laws of Birchas HaTorah, he says, what does it mean when we say, Asher Nosan Lanu Toras Emes, B'chaye Olam Natab Sochein? Gave us the Torah Semes, that's the word of the Torah, that's a written Torah. But then there's something beyond that, that's Torah Chesed, this is the oral Torah, that's breaks beyond the written word. And Halacha Okeres Mikra says the Gemara Sota Dakte Zayin, is that the Halacha goes sometimes beyond what's the written word. Right? So Torah Chesed Loshona means she's so clever, she goes beyond, she knows that if Emes and Chesed clash, right? Hers is the Torah's Chesed. And that seems to be the most of the way with the father and the mother. The father sticks to the, you know, letter of the law, and the mother knows when to, you know, when to, shh, don't tell your father about this, you know. I'm just saying that there are tzachos, but Torah's Chesed means that it is sort of when you know that Pikuach Nefesh Docha Torah, you know, Docha Shabbos, or when to be Docha. There was a fifth book of the Shulchan Aruch that it can't be written. Right? That, what's a higher ideal, Emes or Shalom? Shalom is. Because right? The Gemara says that Daf Yomi just a few days ago, Mutal Shabbos, we've named Shalom. Right? We're allowed to digress a bit, you know, in the interest of peace. Okay? Sophia Halichos Beso. Nothing goes unnoticed by her. Sophia means like Bochia, means constant. Crying, Sophia means constant hashkacha, like sofeh, to look over. Like a mitzpeh is an overlook, right? Mitzpeh is a high mountain that overlooks the whole area. Mitzpeh Yericho, right? So Sophia, like a sofeh, is a navi for that reason. Called sofayich. In Yishayonun Beis. Sophia halichos beisa. Nothing goes unnoticed with her. Lechem atzlus lo sochel. Right? No one eats the bread of affliction or the bread of laziness in her house. It's like in Bereishis, you know, the men sometimes are a little clueless. Right? Sarah gets her way with Avraham. Rivka certainly gets her way with Yitzchak about where the boys are going. They're with subterfuge, though. And if you wonder why is it that if Yitzchak was protected by Sarah and Yaakov was protected by Rivka, why wasn't Yosef protected? Why did he fall to the brothers?
He didn't have a woman.
There was no Rachel. Rachel didn't have a mother in the story. His mother was dead. One has to imagine if Rachel were alive in Parshas Vayeshev, that she would have spoken to him in a way that the father didn't. He just guarded the thing. She would have said, Yosef, stop with the dreams and don't tell the bad reports about them. Yosef, you're drawing too much attention to yourself. Stop it.
Unless the mother also knows her children.
seems to be the way in Tanakh. But good men seem, you know, in some stories, the women, like in this week's parasha, Tamar has the direct Yehuda, and Ruth has the direct Boaz. The men in the stories are like I said, a little clueless, and the women have to bring them in. That's the Sophia Alichos Besa.
Moshe and Zipporah.
Could be there too.
Because Zipporah
circumcised
the children,
yep.
And Moshe.
Kamu v'nei v'yashua b'alavi yahallah. So get up, the sons and the husband. The song now becomes a song sung by the child and the husband. So let's say it's both of them. Rabos banos osuchayo ba'atalis akulana. So this works beautifully. This works beautifully with what we said last class. And then see if you get it? Rabos banos. Who were those rabos banos? Remember? All the other chachmas of the world. Remember why the Egyptians were like the women praising Yosef's brothers for coming in? Remember? So there are many, many banos out there. There's many modes of chachma. Right? The at alis al kulam. You, the Torah's chachma, is above all the others. Why? Because all the other chachmas are morality neutral.
Right?
All the other chachmas are morality neutral. Physics doesn't know about morality. Astronomy doesn't know about morality. Right? Once you have a morality that teaches every human life has its own particular value, it's logical that if there were two people in this room, one age 5, one age 85, and someone came in and said, "You give one over to me to kill right now, or I'll kill both of them. You know, give one of them." So logic would dictate, give over the 85-year-old. He's lived already. Right? We're not invested with the right to make that decision. It's a slippery slope. Just the weakest of it. When Ezekiel Emanuel says, "When I get to be 75, I'm not taking medicine anymore," and anyone over 75 who takes medications and medical procedures are being selfish with the medical system. Really? What's next? Because at 76 you're no longer productive. First of all, that's bogus. Lots of people became more productive in many ways later in life. Right? So you mean now? So what about the 36-year-old who's not productive? He doesn't. We're getting into Nazi Germany with things like this. Their whole program started with euthanasia. Let's see what the world says about that. Catholics objected to euthanasia, so they dropped that program. But they didn't object to when the Jews started. When they started taking the Jews. So you have to be very careful. The other chachmas do not have morality at its core. The Torah does. That's it. Atolisa kulana. We're going to finish the last two psukim next time.